from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom, did you see this coming? Tell us your reaction.
Well, we've been seeing this coming for a long time, and we've been teased with this for many, many years, unfortunately. This is a solid day for not only Camden County, but New Jersey in general, as a horrible Democratic Party boss is finally going to be brought to task for the things that we all know he does, but no one has ever had the gut that this developer had to finally say what the truth was. And AG Plotkin today, did the right thing, regardless of whether it's Phil Murphy or whatever governor. It's not a partisan attack. This is a great day for justice in Camden County in New Jersey. So good for us all.
A couple of things now. The consequence of this, is there any reason why they would turn on Norcross? In other words, what's your sense of the politics of why, at this point in time, finally, this drops? I agree with you that this has been going on forever.
It has, and we're not done with 2024 elections, and they're super important with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, and Curtis Batchelor here in New Jersey actually having the first chance in over, decades to finally put a New Jersey senator in Washington, D.C. But this is all about 2025 gubernatorial politics. Phil Murphy and Steve Sweeney and George Norcross are not on the same page. They're blood enemies. And I think that on Phil Murphy's way out the door, this is just one more poke in the eye with a sharp stick to the Sweeney-Norcross team, to take them out before there's an opportunity for them to get any traction. This is absolutely about 2025 more than anything else.
And Tom, what does this do now for the stranglehold that you're an incrementalist, which we always support? I am inch by inch, the breakout, and particularly with a guy like Trump, who is a different kind of character. Republican policies are looked at now more. What does it do across Camden County, where the stranglehold has been, I would say, equal to what Philadelphia has been about, at least over the last 20, 30 years?
Well, you're not wrong with that. One of the issues is this is a super inside baseball type of thing. The average voter in Camden County doesn't really know or understand the name George Norcross. They do know the name Donald Norcross, our first district representative. This is going to be difficult for him. They're going to throw everything out there that you're voting for a felon related to Donald Trump. And I have no problem saying I am voting for the felon. But we're talking about the brother of multiple felons now. I mean, they're indicting Phil Norcross, the brother, one of the brothers. So and Bill Tambusi, who is the consigliere to the Norcross crime family. This is huge. Politically speaking, I don't know how much of a seismic shift it's going to be, in that most people don't pay that close attention to the inside information, but this is bad. This is bad for them.
Well, but Tom, excuse me, I meant, though, that, with a shakeup like this, doesn't it weaken the Democrats, where you have a shot now, and you've had a lot of energy about the difference between Republicans and Democrats? In other words, when you have Norcross there and you have that kind of power, I would think it's more difficult to break through. Maybe they're weakened a little bit based on this.
So that in and of itself is a whole different answer to your question, and you are absolutely correct in your assessment. This does put a huge crack in their foundation. Now, this is a foundation that goes very, very deep. It's very, very wide, but this is a huge crack. This is not the indictments that came down Friday from the guys from New Jersey Transit. They're low-level flunkies. This is the boss himself was indicted, along with his inner circle, his consigliere, and his chief deputies. This is huge. It'll be interesting to see how many people will be lining up to sing like canaries at this point to save their own hides. Because this is, you know, you've got the guy at the top right now. There's a lot of people lower level that were doing things, including elected officials. Now, I'm not saying I know this for a fact, but where there is smoke, there is fire. And there's a lot of panic in Camden County Democrat world right now. So this is, again, a good day for the people of New Jersey, the people of Camden County, and solidly for the Republicans of Camden County. We finally have George Norcross in the crosshairs of the justice system where he belongs.
Does it do anything now for the governor's race coming up? And by the way, I assume Camden County GOP has not taken, but I don't know, Tom, so I apologize if you have, an endorsement of the three major candidates on the Republican side?
Not yet. And okay. To be perfectly honest with you, we are focused on like a laser beam on 2024. Donald Trump needs as many votes as he can. We're hoping that he's correct in his assessment. He can win New Jersey, and we want to be part of that. So we're going to focus on our local races and our county races as well. But definitely we're looking at this down the road to be a huge shakeup come January when we begin the petitioning process to get everybody on the ballot, both Democrats and Republicans. This is a huge, huge blow to the Sweeney Norcross.
Absolutely.
Taking over the governor's mansion.
Where do we go for all things Camden County GOP, Tom?
You can find us on Facebook at Camden County GOP, and you can swing by our website, which has all of our social media on there as well, at CamdenCountyRepublicans.com.
Thank you, Tom, very much. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks, Tom. Good day for us.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.